relationships, sex, love. This is Love 101.
Oh, well, that makes me uncomfortable.
That intro was something.
Are we sticking with that? All right, that's the first thing we need to know.
That's a
yay or nay on the sexy man.
I don't know about
introduction.
Hey.
To Love 101, you can email us candyandpotter at gmail.com or message us on Facebook, facebook.com/candyandpotter. Welcome to Love 101, a weekly show where we explore the ever-changing world of dating and relationships. My name is Potter. That's Candy.
Hi.
We've been married over a decade, but we are still figuring it out every single day. New episodes every Friday at candyandpotter.com. And of course, you can subscribe through iTunes or your favorite podcasting software.
Can I ask you a question and see if something that if you have noticed this as much as I have in the last couple of months?
Okay.
So my single friends, not really single, newly dating somebody else type of friends. This has happened to three different couples I know. They have decided to put a social media embargo on their relationship.
Oh, yeah. I think you have to decide together before you're going to post online that you're in a relationship.
Yeah, but it's almost the backlash and exact opposite of what we had previously seen a few years prior to this, with more people on, obviously, Instagram and even Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter, like every other platform. But now it seems like, oh, we're not going to put our relationship. No, don't put it online. No, don't put it. And it was a discussion between three different couples. I was like,
what?
Oh.
You're saying that they used to put it online right away?
Or people just put it online more.
Oh, I think they still... Well, actually, I have a study today about how people are lying about their relationships online.
Hmm.
But I think you have to have the discussion because it's the equivalent of... You know, first of all, you're going to get to the point where you go, wait, I thought we were more serious than that. But it's the equivalent of putting a banner on the front of your house saying, hey, we're in a relationship. Yay for us. And meanwhile, she's like, what? I thought we weren't doing that yet.
Yeah.
I haven't told my husband.
I think also with the popularity of social media, everyone you know and your grandmother is on it. My grandmother is on every single platform as well. But it's you don't know how people will react to you being in a new relationship. Like, is that going to really offend your ex? Is that going to make it problems for, you know, your kid? You just don't know.
Among other things on this episode, funny women aren't sexy, according to a new study.
Study's stupid.
We'll tell you why. Also, if you are ever fighting over making the bed with your significant other, don't. The story that will end that argument forever. And I have already pinpointed the next problem in our marriage, and it's not even available yet. That is all coming up. So
no, they did the Apple press conference. I heard all about it.
Yeah, that's not a problem in our marriage.
Okay.
This is far, far worse.
Okay.
But it does involve retail.
Oh, it does?
Yes. So that is coming up. For us personally, first of all, anyone who is brand new, you've never heard us before, welcome. We have done a morning show together for 15 years on traditional FM radio.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're doing some separate things on the radio in Seattle, but wanted to do a podcast. And so this is our podcast. But we are married to each other. And, you know, for years, people have always said, oh, I don't know how you can work with your spouse. That would drive me crazy. We would kill each other. And this transition to not working, like to working apart, like, I don't know how you don't work with your spouse. Like, I'm going crazy. And I'm not trying to make that sound mushy.
I am awesome.
I literally, I'm like, okay, I have to make a to-do list of stuff I have to tell her when she gets home. Because Candy's at work when I'm not at work and vice versa. And I don't want to bombard you at work where you're like, oh God, let me work.
Nah, that's
over
okay.
Every mundane detail, but I feel like I have all these little things to tell you. It's been really weird, and I was talking to a friend about it this morning. He's like, yeah, welcome to the way the rest of us do it. You never see your spouse. Now try and keep your marriage strong. I'm like, so that's why people say it's work.
It's a work that you have to be a little more organized, especially now in our relationship where we have a tiny human that is soon to be a kindergartner any day now. Seattle schools are on strike, so that has thrown a huge wrench in all of the plans that we had set at this same time.
Right.
So I think with our situation, it is learning to juggle a more complicated schedule than what we're used to.
Well, and just not seeing each other.
Yeah.
Like we were supposed to tape this podcast 48 hours ago.
But two meetings came up and a teacher strike. Sorry.
And a last minute work call. And yeah, here we are. So,
oh my God, what are you watching on your screen?
Well, this was the...
I look over, there's two people licking each other's noses. What is that?
This was the next time... this was the next thing that I was going to bring up. It was a list of signs you know it's time to define the relationship.
When you lick each other's face like that?
Yeah, well...
From chin to nose?
Like you were talking about, when is it time to make it Facebook official? Number one, when you frequently display PDA.
Okay. All right, we get it.
Number two, when you've given each other pet names.
Yeah.
I'd say you're pretty serious at that point.
Yeah.
Number three, when you leave a lot of stuff at each other's houses. And this is actual physical stuff, not emotional baggage and drama.
I had a girlfriend who was dating a guy for a while, and she said, yeah, I think it's going pretty good. And when I was over at her house, whose shirt is this? Oh, that's his. Whose toothbrush is this? Oh, that's his. Whose kimono is that? Oh, that's his. Like, no, he's literally moving in secretly. You have not noticed yet.
If the toothbrush is there.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship.
He has a drawer and you haven't been paying attention.
Number four, sign it's time to define the relationship. Neither of you are interested in seeing anyone else. Well, duh.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the most obvious. Number five, and I've done this when I've gotten into relationships. You start referring to them as your girlfriend or boyfriend when talking to other people. And it's kind of awkward where you're like, oh yeah, my girlfriend. Oh, we haven't had that talk. Maybe we should have that talk.
Oh, when they're not around?
Right, yeah, when you're just talking to other people. When you can both see a future with each other. When everyone around you already assumes you're a couple.
Oh, yeah. That was us for a long time.
You've seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, a long time when we were just friends.
Yeah.
When you spend more time together than apart. And finally, the time to define the relationship when you have those kinds of pictures together on social media.
Ew.
You can tell a picture, especially if you've trolled your exes or anything like that, you know, whether are they cousins or are they lovers? You
I
can
had
tell.
An awkward situation, kind of awkward. I mean, nothing's really awkward for me because I think everything is interesting and fun to have a conversation about. But a guy I barely know, I saw a picture of him on a Facebook page. And then I noticed on his Facebook page, it said he wasn't in a relationship. So the next time I saw him, I said, hey, are you and that redhead together? Because you guys are really cute. And I was going to comment on one of the pictures on Facebook, like, oh, you guys are so cute. But then I thought, if you weren't in a relationship,
awkward.
That would be weird. And he goes, I can't believe that you said that because we are in a relationship and it is a huge secret. No one knows. I'm like, if anyone saw that picture, they know. It ain't a secret.
They know. And that transitions well into my next thing about a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine that I wanted to talk about. He is newly single, and he has already done all nine of those signs to define the relationship, and he's been single with a new girl, and he's been single for like 10 minutes.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
He was in a relationship for 15 years, never married, but they lived together forever, and all of a sudden he says, oh, by the way, we broke up. And it was like, oh, okay. And he's like, and I'm going to take it slow, but I'm, you know, going to explore online dating and things like that.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I guess 15 years, he probably really didn't, I hope he didn't, he didn't online date.
There was online dating 15 years ago. It just wasn't as socially acceptable as it is now. It was chat rooms and things like that. But I looked at him and I said, dude, you're a relationship guy. You're going to fall into a relationship with the first girl you go on a second date with. No. I'm gonna get out and explore. I'm going to sign up for Tinder and all this stuff. And
how'd that work out?
And within the first... So he signed up for Tinder and said he hated it. Then he signed up for another dating site. You know, less of a hookup, more of a traditional dating site.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ashley Madison.
Monday, he said, yeah, I signed up. Tuesday, he said, oh, I have a date tomorrow night with a super cute girl. Here's her picture. Wednesday, he goes on the date. And by Friday, he says, oh, yeah, I'm going to a wedding with her this weekend out of town.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
What? What?
Whoa.
And I said, those are both, like, first of all, road tripping and going to a wedding as a date with somebody you just met. Those are both not only socially advanced as far as somebody you just met, but also potentially serial killer dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's get in a car and go to an unfamiliar location.
That's like when you meet a guy suddenly and he says, I got a great idea for our first date. I'm going to take you out to this field and we're going to look at the stars. No, we are not. I got a great idea. We're going to go on this unmarked hiking trail. No, we are right? not.
Yeah, that you've just met.
Yeah.
Just not somebody you've worked with for 2 years and finally you're a date. Like you just met them. Maybe not.
No.
So he did this inside of a week. And then I just found out today. So I did find out that they drove separately because what happened was she went first mm-hmm. for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And then her family was like, well, this guy sounds great. Why don't you invite him to the wedding? She's like, oh, okay. So then she invited him. So he came down separately. But then I guess as they were leaving, he was already outside and the girl's dad said, hey, you can keep this one. Again, they met like 96 hours earlier.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, no, I'm not a relationship guy. Yes, you are. You are going to be in a relationship in 10 minutes after your first date.
Wear a t-shirt. I am in I'm a relationship guy.
No way around it. So.
That's crazy. Well, you know what? If you're not a kid... If you're like, 15, 16, there's no way that that's acceptable. But if you're in your late 20s, if you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, and I mean, you ain't getting any younger.
No, he's been in a relationship for 15 years. He's been single for 10 minutes. I told Candy years ago, if we ever break up, I am going to be on Tinder and I will just be the biggest man whore in the world for like 6 months.
He's a man whore in disguise.
I never did that when I was young because I was too scared to talk to women and we didn't have Tinder when I was single. So now I'd be like, game on. Like, you mean I get to think about what I'm going to say before I have to say it?
You still have to meet the girl in person.
Yeah, but by then, I already know she likes me.
You think you know she likes
you. Yeah,
right. I got it.
By the way, if you ever have a relationship...
Don't sound so excited about Tinder.
If you ever have a relationship problem or a funny date story or anything like that, we'd love to share it on the show. You can always email us, Candy and Potter, CandyAndPotter, at gmail.com. New study says sexy women funny women are not sexy.
This study is dumb.
Here's what they found. They studied both ways, and not surprisingly, the funnier a guy is, the more chances he is going to get laid.
Right.
Women love funny, charming, sense of humor, just like they say.
Right.
But the funnier a woman got, the more the men enjoyed themselves, but the less sexy they found the women, according to this study.
I think being funny is also equated to being intelligent, and that's intimidating.
Is that your theory?
I think. Also being funny, a lot of voices are involved, a lot of kind of like contortions of the face that aren't necessarily sexy. You know what I mean? Like when you do an impression of somebody.
Telling fart jokes and stuff?
No, like when you do an impression of somebody, your eyes maybe go a little wonky and you kind of do a like when I do my golfer, my hoo-hi guy,
right.
Like I know that's not a sexy look on my face, but it still gets the point across of what is happening.
So what you're saying is you lose your Kim Kardashian selfie face. Not to compare you to Kim Kardashian
selfies.
You're
not posing anymore.
Yeah.
You're not making sure you're always cute.
Yeah. I would say that, Well, I would say this. There are a couple of things that women do that I think makes them sexier. And one of them is if they can sing. Like if a woman can sing, even a woman that I find unattractive.
Not me.
If she can go up there and sing like Adele or something, I'm immediate like, oh, you are so sexy right now. The other thing is if they're funny, but... You're right. It's got to be a sort of wit, intelligent, funny. And if it is a goofy, funny, like if you're like, yeah, and then we're in the locker room and she's all, I'm like, oh, that's.
If you're telling Sarah Silverman is a great example of this. If you saw her, you would say, oh, she's pretty. And she kind of does like this little flirtatious thing. And you're like, oh, she's cute. And then she does some impressions, and it sounds like she swallowed Rosie Perez. And then I was and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it changes.
I'll throw Amy Schumer on the table.
Yes.
Amy Schumer, very cute.
I will throw her on the table as well.
And that does it for this week. No, she's very cute. But when she starts telling jokes, I'm like, yeah, she's sexier now.
Yeah. Because, that's a great example.
Yeah. All right. So one of the oldest fights in relationships is if you get into a relationship where one person wants to have the bed made and the other person is like, what a waste of time.
Am I in the bed when no. he's trying to make it.
But you're usually in one camp or the other. And,
oh, I see.
You know, either like that is the biggest waste of time on earth. And by the time that you die, you're going to have spent a month of your life making beds or whatever it might right. statistically be. Well, if you are in, okay, if you believe beds shouldn't be made and you don't have to make them, because that's the way we are. Candy and I don't believe in making beds. We just don't do them.
No.
Then you can stop listening. But if you need to convince somebody that beds should not be made, it's going to be gross.
Oh.
But I'll tell you anyway.
So leave the bed messy because...
This is saving relationships. And that's what this podcast is all about.
What? Is this science or is this you making it up?
No, this is science.
Okay.
So... basically, here is the situation. Beds have what they call mites in them.
Ew.
Yeah. And they love to be there because they feed on your skin cells.
Ew.
I told you it was going to be gross. So anyway, they're called dust mites. And when you make the bed, you basically create a damp buffet of skin cells for
them.
But if you leave the bed down, then they all die because they have natural light and air.
The only way that story could be more disgusting is if you said a moist buffet of skin cells.
That's why I said damp.
Ew.
That was a courtesy for you.
See, it's a testament of how well you know me.
Yeah.
Don't use that word.
Does not like that word. All right, let's see. A couple more stories here on Love 101. Oh, before I get to the next problem in our marriage, which I've pinpointed already, over half of people lie about their relationships on social media.
Lie that they are in one or...
sometimes.
How serious it is with that person?
Sometimes that.
Oh, yep. Okay.
According to a new survey of men and women, more than half of them lie about their relationship status online. Of those that do lie, more than three quarters said that listed them as single even though they were in a relationship.
Rude.
Main reason given, they want to appear more desirable to the opposite sex. In other words, they still want somebody to occasionally leave a lewd comment on their wall or something.
I know. Well, you don't have the right friends then, because my friends know that I'm married and they still do that. So that's amazing. But my friend who
leaves you lewd comments? I've never seen any lewd comments
so
on your page.
Because I have a radio job where I need to use my last name, I changed my last name on Facebook and I got a couple of messages. And the first thing, are you still married? ?
Yeah. Candy's just gone my Candy her whole radio career. She never used the last name.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm still married. Oh, unhappy face. I was like, wait, your unhappy face? Wait, what?
What? You didn't tell me that.
You don't want me to be married? Yeah. So there was a couple of people that were like, hey, just wondering. I going to say? Oh.
Yeah. So in other words, by changing your last name, you changed your relationship status to make it look like you were single, and then you got attention from the opposite sex. Now I want to change my relationship status to single.
Oh, some of it was from girls, so I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
Still competition.
One of my friends, you were saying how they wanted to appear more attractive to the
right.
opposite sex, or just get more attention from the opposite sex.
Right.
I have a friend who's in the medical industry, and she works with a lot of pharmaceutical reps, and the female pharmaceutical reps will not put their relationship status on Facebook or refer to it on Twitter or anything like that because of all of the doctors and different people that
they flirt for a living.
Yeah, I was trying to make it sound really nice and cut me off with the truth.
I have friends that do that and they say, yeah, because I flirt for a living. That's part of how I earn my living.
So salesmen, I can see.
I mean, don't sleep around.
No.
I don't do anything, but I flirt. I'm friendly. That's what I do.
These are also the same type of people who work on commission and will not wear wedding rings.
Yeah. Same theory.
Same theory. Yeah.
Of the people that said they lie, a third of them said they did so because they hope to have an affair over social media.
Rude.
So.
Rude.
There you have it. All right. And finally, the...
what's the
next
future
problem in our marriage?
Great.
Target is going to open bars in their stores.
What? I'm sorry. I just had a big gulp of tea in my mouth.
Target is going to, they already sell alcohol in states where it's legal, but now they are going to have bars in their stores, like next to the Starbucks.
Is that going
to
be?
You can get a Cosmo.
Some Starbucks already sell alcohol here in Washington State, which is amazing. But so that's just going to be adjacent to that? Or?
Fully stocked bar, and you'll be able to go in and have a drink as you shop. And the problem here is that...
it's a good idea.
Candy and I are married. We have two tiny humans, and life's expensive. Childcare, mortgage... all of this stuff. And Candy is an impulse shopper. Imagine her impulse buys if she's drinking.
I am not 100%. I'm not as bad as I used to be.
Here's what's going to happen.
Can I at least get some credit in that regard?
That's true. That's true.
No, I won't.
They're going to open the bar in the front, and then what do they call it? The spot, the dollar spot, the one spot?
It's right by it.
What are they? What's it called, though?
It's like, yeah, it's the dollar. It's the spot, I think.
It's this big section in the front of Target with a bunch of junk that nobody needs, but you could think of a use for it.
That's where I get glow sticks.
and it's all a dollar. They're going to change it all to $5 after people are drunk. That's what's going to happen. And you're going to come home.
I need a glow stick.
And be like, yeah, I thought we could use this plastic menorah in case we convert to being Jewish.
I mean, we could love Judaism right next to... I got a menorah, a glow stick, a sand bucket, and a magnet dry erase board. Woohoo!
And sometimes it's like, will you take those back, please? And it's like, they're a dollar. It's not even worth the gas. That's drunk you, actually. That's what it's going to be. It's a dollar. It's not even worth the gas. And I'm going to say, how'd you get home? Why are you driving?
Maybe this is Target's new branding with Uber or something like that. And like, you go to the bar and then you hang out with Uber.
And then you hitch a ride home?
Yep.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for listening to our first episode of Love 101. It is a work in progress, but we'll do new episodes. Hopefully my voice will be back by next week. And I don't know how congested I sound. I feel like I'm plugging my nose, but
you sound like the kind of the creeper that we had in the beginning of the intro.
Love 101.
Oh boy.
I don't sound that good. Anyway, new episode every Friday at candyandpotter.com. Please subscribe through iTunes, your favorite podcasting software, and a podcasting app on your smartphone. And email us candyandpotter@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/candyandpotter.
I want to hear if anybody has any relationship problems that they would like to pose to us that we can throw out to the listeners
anonymously.
Yeah, we can totally do that for you. So if there's anything, no matter how weird and strange you think it might be, let us know.
Sorry, just the fact that you said that. So I was brainstorming. This show will never end. I was brainstorming only 30 more minutes, guys, I swear. No, I was brainstorming ideas for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually used to do a segment on our radio show when we were on in Charlotte called Love 101, and that's where the idea for this came from.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then we had a segment within the segment called The Fetish of the Week.
Oh, The Fetish of the Week. I totally forgot
Candy
about that.
Candy hated it.
I hated The Fetish of the Week. It was so creepy.
But I think we should bring it back.
You want to bring back Fetish of the Week?
Yeah.
It is basically the worst of Craigslist.
No, but it's
really.
It's the funny stuff. It's not
okay.
Feet.
No.
Or, you know, it's people with like clown fetishes. And
can we not talk about Diaper Guy again? Like, there's diaper
fetishes. I have a theme song from The Fetish of the Week, too. I got to find it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to Love 101.